So, welcome to Beautiful Lunchtime, the podcast about Devin's experience in the Philippines and anything that might vaguely be related to that. Today, it's quite related. We have an interview with Lilibeth Maribete, who is the municipal librarian in Calatrava, with whom I worked on a month-long reading, writing, and gardening camp in April. I actually wound up interviewing her in June. It took quite a bit of time to arrange the interview. We were at her bakery, and she didn't actually realize that it was going to be a recorded interview, so I kind of had to trick her. So at first, she doesn't know she's being recorded. Later, she does, and she goes along with it. And also, there's a point where I turn off the fan in order to get a better recording right at the beginning of the interview. So I'm turning off a fan in case that gets confusing. So this is an interview with Lilibeth Maribete. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to interview you. Mm-hmm. And then you're just going to answer...
I have value.
Answer truthfully. And it's going to get hot.
The carbon one. No, not that one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah. That's high tech.
Oh, I see. Very high tech. I just pulled a card out of the button so that it would turn off. Cardboard. Very good. Right.
The cardboard one. Don't throw.
Oh, yeah, we'll throw it away.
I use that one later.
There you go. Okay. Mm. So, I'm going to start asking you questions.
I'm silent.
Can you describe the library and your position in the LGU?
No, we're ready for that.
Yeah. It's recording now. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the library and your position in the LGU?
Okay, I am only acting librarian for the present and the LGU. I am not a permanent librarian yet. Anytime I can leave, anytime I can go. That's my position.
And can you describe the library itself?
Yeah, the library is full of books donated by different organizations, especially the BKP. The library established in 1999 during the administration of Mayor Alice Vitalbaro, the former Alice, the first woman mayor here in Calatrava.
Oh.
And at the present, I am contractual. I benefits of regular employee. But after the services, they end my contractual rates as long as my benefits. And another politician go on, and then this is the time that I am contractual but no benefits at all, only the honorary.
So can you describe what we did in the library last April?
Yeah. It's fun. During summer camp, we conduct agriculture's camp to the agriculture student, college agriculture student. So as the BEA, the college student also, and it's rendered by the agriculture student, rendered and conduct by the agriculturist one, the municipal agriculturist officer, Grace and Sue Joss. The Piscar volunteer in agriculture, and so am I. Yeah. And Devon and Nicole is only us watching, and I help her too during what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At camp for education, it's I don't think it is a good or a heavy journey because we cannot understand each. So that's the first time we meet. Together with Nicole and different country, I cannot understand now yet what our topic and what topic will begin, what topic will be conduct. And what is the formal present of this topic? Therefore, Devon is always showing games and then exercise, highlight exercise. And Nicole is come later na at that training, at the camp. But the journey came smoothly and enjoyable also.
So, yeah, so the next question is, now that it's finished, how do you feel it went? But you kind of already answered that, I guess. Maybe.
I'm feeling is exhausted and happy, of course. We exhausted because we didn't know what topic we are talking about, what topic we will discuss, and happy because at least we meet our mistake, and at least we improve our failure for what the activity is.
So do you still feel, it's June now, so late June now, do you still feel exhausted?
Oh, nah. Not now.
That's okay. So what did our successes look like?
Okay. At least we give a knowledge and idea to the students. That's the one reason for the success one. Mm-hmm. And so as a facilitator, also we learn how to handle it.
Yeah.
How to improve our topic and to improve us different plan pa for the future.
And about the things that needed improvement, what would those be?
Okay.
Maybe. How do you think we should improve for the next time? Right here. Yeah, this one.
I think we improve.
What would improvement look like?
We plan better our training.
Oh,
it's
okay. Yeah.
Dust.
Someone's buying some bread.
Will you please give that bread? Sampung peraso. Yeah. The is the owner of the bakery.
I'll give an introduction so everyone knows. So, how did we make things harder for ourselves?
Okay, you meet during the training or some other activity?
Like what did we do
in the training?
That could have been simpler, I guess. What? I don't know. I don't know if that's a good question.
I don't understand you. What's the harder one?
Harder for ourselves. Like it's not. Like, it could have been just, like, really simple.
Mm-mm.
But instead, we made a different idea. Or, like, we had the wrong plan.
That's harder. We have no properly planned and organized. Systemize and all of the above.
I think we should cut ourselves some slack. A lot of things happened that we didn't expect.
Hey, please close that.
Anyway, so what was it like working with the Americans?
Fine. Fun. And then, interesting and challenging.
do you want to expand on that, you don't have to expand on the idea, on the concept of Americans, on the subject of working with Americans.
I think my partner is good also, can understand it very well. Even though we have, for the meantime, we have encountered not understanding to each our topic, but my partner is a good and gentleman, and they easy to adjust. That's my partner. Devon.
Very flattering. Thank you. Okay. And the students, how are they?
The students, okay. We have different attitudes to the encounter. And as we, as a facilitator and teachers as well, we must adjust to their attitudes so that we can cough up their interest in their study and to the topic in training.
So do you think there's a bad any such thing as a bad attitude? Or is it just
we have
an for attitude that we just haven't coped up with?
For they didn't go to the training frequently. Getting absence. Why? I think they felt bored. I think they will not interest for the topic, and we must capture that. We must erase that attitude for them that in every topic there is a good one, and that's all bored.
So, do you have any ideas for the next time?
Yeah, we must prepare a topic challenging.
Anything come to mind what that would be? Challenging topic.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. Would you do this again? Would there be a next time?
Yes.
Yeah? Even so, with all the...
There is someone who will prepare the topic.
Could you? Maybe one day? One day? Oh, maybe you can...
Yeah, I can. But I think there's someone who helped.
Yeah, maybe the agriculture one was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this we're talking about is a reading camp, but the agriculture camp, we had people to prepare things. So yeah, good point. So you would do this again. Would you add anything? Any last words?
I can add that's enough.
Can I tell them? Crossers. She just crossed herself to kind of bless the podcast.
No, that's it's 6 o'clock already, and we have rosary time.
Oh, I see. I understand. So it's 6 o'clock, and the bells are ringing.
Yeah.
Okay.
The angelos. That's the angelos.
And the angelos.
Yeah. The prayer during rosary time. Six o'clock.
Okay. So it's time to stop. Okay, done now.